Good morning, everyone. Lisa checking in again from the Rafiki Africa Farm in Western Kenya. I am here with Eddie. He is a social worker with Lighthouse Academy. Eddie, what are your responsibilities?
My major responsibilities, number one, is to ensure that the youths are economically empowered through scholarship programs. Yeah, and again, we target the youth in school and youth out of school. And for the youths out of school, again, we want it's empowering them through computer training. And we'll just talk about the computer training at a later time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, we're going to meet some very special people today. Who are some of the people we're going to meet?
We are going to meet Lewis, who is our first university graduate. Who went through the Lighthouse Academy. And again, we are going to meet Millicent, who graduated from Form 4, that is high school. She graduated last year, yeah.
Before we send it back to the studio, could you just share a few of the challenges with being a social worker at the school?
One of the major challenges that we do have is parental responsibility, actually, because we have realized that most of the students, actually from the kindergarten, they don't have that proper diet. And again, we also have the challenge of school fee. So from this, we came up with a program that is the school feeding program that can enable us to give a balanced diet to the children so that they can grow holistically, actually, through the mental growth. And again, we also provide a partial scholarship for them, where we pay almost the 75% of the school fee, whereas the parent or the guardian pays the 25%.
Well, I look forward to following you around today. Again, Dorothy had to go to Nairobi, so I'm going to follow you around. We're going to meet some amazing people, and I invite everybody to visit RafikiAfrica.org and click donate to find out how you can help. If you're unfamiliar with Rafiki Africa, go there and read more, or stop by Central Market tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. Roger should be there at the Rafiki Africa food stand, and he can also catch you up on the work of Rafiki Africa. Back to you.